Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaking of my sons, took Axel golfing yesterday with his buddy. Went to Valley. Excellent.
Oh, wait. I didn't know the buddy. I thought it was just you and Axel.
No.
It was father,
well,
son.
The one video is his buddy. But I didn't want to because, you know, it's my... I don't think they care. I really don't think they care because he's really good at sports. But I was like, it's his son. I don't know if, you know... Because whoever comments on me is comments on me. Because I will tell you this, like Dante Jones over at 8, he will look at my mentions on Twitter. He goes, God, Ken, they're so mean. I go, no, they're not. I go, they're calling you fat. And I go, well, Dante, I hate to break it to you, bud, but guess what? It's a gag. I'm very open on Twitter. It doesn't matter to me. And he's like, you read that stuff? I go, they're not being mean, Dante. It's part of the fun. And I go, well, Dante's never listened to the show, apparently. So I know who's listening, who's not. I go, they're having fun. It doesn't matter. But I it's on social media, so I just wanted to make sure that my kid's one thing, other people's are another. So my neighbor and I, we all went out there yesterday, decided to play 9 because the neighbor had a doubleheader later in the day. And they're hooked. They're absolutely hooked. They got the bug. I told them all, because I'd never played with my neighbor, and I go, you guys got to understand, I'm really, really bad, comically bad. And my neighbor's like, yeah, everybody says that. And I'm like, okay. And then I started playing. I go, I told you guys, like, I can't even get the ball in the air anymore. I can do tee shots, and I can do short game, and I can putt well. Axel knocked down a 25-footer, total luck shot, which Lima hates. Cause
I hate it. I hate it.
My family just lucks into this when it comes to putting.
I'm playing with Kenny, and he's just rolling him in from 40 feet away. Yep. And I'm like, I can't make a 5-footer.
The longest putt I ever had was 40 feet at that course, by the way. And you can't even make a 4-footer.
I told you, Kenny, it's all about ball placement. Just got to move that ball a little bit.
It was so much fun to see them go from not knowing anything of what to do to, by the end of the round, like, they were lacing some shots. Axel's little buddy, I mean, he kind of knocked around for a hole and a half, and then it was just whoosh, and off he went, and I'm going, damn it, this is the only thing in my life that I can think of where I'm jealous of a 10-year-old. Like, we went to 14, the one where you got to go over the river, like, you hit the tee shot, and then on 14, they got this one where you had to, like, hit it onto a island over the Black River.
Oh, yeah.
And we did it for the greens from there, like, I didn't see any reds, basically the youth tees.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, laced it right out, put it right on the edge where you need to lay up to get it over the river. Able to do all this stuff. He's fantastic. And I looked at his dad and go, he's going to be amazing.
Well, it's a perfect time, too. You said they're 10 years old.
Yep.
So if they not only get the bug now, if they can get some semblance of a repeatable swing at 10, they'll have it for life.
Because I didn't want to say too much. Because I've taken so many tips from so many people. I know what to say. I just can't do it. So, like, Jimmy's worked with me. Barry's worked with me. You've all worked with me. You have worked with me. And none of it takes. But I know all the things to say. So it's like, hey, keep that arm straight. And they were both able to get it. And like on the 16th, there's a par three that goes over another like creek. And the whole goal is to get it over the creek. And damn it, he got it over the creek. He was excited. I was excited. It was great.
I know you're out there in the sun.
I caught him cussing. He didn't think I caught him cussing.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. The days are long. Were there any lessons taught on the golf course that maybe transcend etiquette? The sport?
Are you talking about etiquette or
anything?
In general?
Anything.
Well, he hit one long because they don't have much of a short game right now because everything's way back and hit it as hard as you can. So he hit one that went sailing over the green. And I heard him go, oh, bleep. And he didn't know I could hear him because I really can't hear anything. I'm deaf. But he didn't know I could hear him. I didn't do anything because I just acted like I didn't hear him because we're having a good time here. What am I supposed to do? Scold him about this? He's 10 years old. I'm sure he says these words in front of his buddies all the time.
Did you let him drive the golf cart?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely freaking
really?
Not. You know. Because
that's the age where you want to drive the golf cart.
Again, you're like, we're out there. It's a nice place. And because I knew if he drove it, his buddy would want to drive
it.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
And I feel responsible for that. And so it's like, if we were alone, I might have been like, all right, you can try it. But since we weren't, I wasn't going to set that precedent. And then like my buddy would have to feel like, well, I mean, Axel got to drive it. So his son has to drive. Like, I don't want to do that.
Did they have patience waiting for whether there were people in front of you?
Oh, they started playing slow, and my buddy and I had to hurry them along
good.
A little bit.
Good.
Like, hey, yeah, like because they started wanting to take like two off the tee, mm-hmm. and I'm like, guys, pace of play. Taught them about pace of play. Taught about walking in lines, in someone's lines, talking in backswings. They didn't understand that at first. Corrected them on that
until you get later, and then that's all you do during your friend's backswings.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you start
say
saying funny things.
The most detestable, inhumane things to try to make them laugh.
Talking about taking paint off the walls at work with certain people who are using the bathroom. Anyway, and then at the end, because we only played nine, at the end of the round, I told Axel, I said, okay, finish it out. Because I taught him about like a gimme and what's good. Like I'll say somebody will say that's good so you guys can keep the round going. So if you're within a putter length and your putt comes within there, usually somebody with you will go that's good. So you take that next as your score. So if you were putting for four on that, you just take the four. And then at the end of the round I go, okay, now you take your hat off and you shake the hand mm-hmm. of people that you were playing with. And he goes, why do you do that? I go, honestly, I don't know. It's just what you do.
No, and then the other thing you do is you go back to the clubhouse to where everybody's eating after the outing, and you challenge the people that allegedly shot 20 under par and won it when they show up looking like how they look. That's when you start a fight. That's all etiquette. That's how it works.
Yes.
You boo them as they get their prize.
Yes. We were talking about outings. It's like, that's always amazing. Oh, you're telling me the guy in the Air Monarchs and Jorts, your guys' group, you guys were 15 under. Oh, okay. Well, that's funny. It's very interesting.
Any of those people that claim they shot what they did and they look like that instantly should trigger like an IRS audit. Should instantly trigger some investigation because if they're willing to lie that badly on the golf course, what other shenanigans are they up to?
I think, was it you came up with the idea? Because somebody came up with the idea the final two should have to go back out to 18 and play the hole.
Yeah, let's go see it.
Because then you would, if we're all watching, then we're going to know
instantly.
Who's lying.
Then
probably both of them are lying, but you know what are you going to do? You can't be there all day.
Disqualify them immediately.
So he had a good time. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I know you guys talked about it yesterday. We got Mary Kay coming up at 8:22, by the way. Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever, she meant to say Cleveland. She said Cincinnati. And the comments were off base. I don't exactly know what you said. I'm sure you weren't happy about it. Go ahead. Here's Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever about the WNBA's expansion into Detroit, Philadelphia, and Cleveland, Ohio.
You would think that you'd want to try to get more of the country engaged in the WNBA. I totally get having kind of the brother team of having the NBA side because it is helpful. It's way more helpful. You just get more perks. There's more opportunities. And so I get that aspect. But I also think that you want to listen to your players too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play and draw fans? And I do think that Miami would have been a great one. Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using. I'm not so sure what the thought process is there, but at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that you're not expanding our league too fast. I think that's also another thing, that you don't want teams to totally dominate and then have teams that aren't. And so I just think that it's kind of a hard situation, but man, I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati.
So she obviously meant Cleveland, and a lot of people jumped in and said, well, you play in Indianapolis, and I'm not going to sit there and rip on Indianapolis. I just don't want to do that because, listen, everybody likes to take shots at Cleveland. Every city has its great parts and its bad parts. Every city. Sheboygan, Wisconsin has an area of the town I'm sure nobody wants to be in.
Oh, don't go to that part.
But when I hear that, I go, you can't be more off base than where you're being off base. A comment that she said about Kansas City, it's true. They got that giant arena that they don't really use. They don't have hockey. They don't have basketball. They have this arena, and it's not used. It's right by that.
They get like NCAA tournament games. That's it.
The Miami and Nashville thing, first off, you don't even have pro basketball in Nashville. Second of all, you have to go to places that you know are going to draw fans or you feel is going to draw fans. That's why these three cities make sense. Cold weather cities make sense. They're better for sports. The Florida Panthers just won 2 Stanley Cups. Go look at their attendance before they were ever good. Okay? Go look at that. And I know what people say about the Guardians. Basketball works in Cleveland. The Cavs, even when they're a 19-win team, are maybe just outside the top 10 when it comes to attendance. Basketball works in Cleveland. Sports work in northern, Midwest, cold weather cities.
Look what our hockey team draws.
Yes. So you have to see the forest for the trees here. And also, you're going to go with places that, again, we're willing to pony up $250 million for the franchise because your price is only going up. If you're blessed to be in the league in 2028, and I'm sure she will, your price is only going up. So you have to understand that if there's a fever, which I know is a terrible pun, if there's a fever for the game in these places, you're only going to be there to visit. If Anchorage, Alaska had a passion for WNBA basketball and was willing to put 15,000 people in the seats every single night, guess where you're going? You're going to Anchorage, Alaska. All right? I don't give a damn where it's at.
And she's talking about Miami. I mean, what sense does that make in Miami? Guys, who the hell is going to go stop what they're doing in Miami where there's infinite possibilities? Oh, we're going to go to the WNBA game. And yeah, yes. Those girls making $200,000 or whatever the salaries are.
The max is $200,000.
Yeah. Okay, the max.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to want to live in Miami with as expensive as a city as that is.
If you bring in Cleveland, Detroit, Philadelphia, and you have fans in these arenas, which anytime we talk about it, we get the big cynical folks out there, and then we get the misogynistic comments, and then I get all bothered by it. But when you go to these places that do have a passion for the sports, you have to understand that money is to be made there. It's yours for the taking. I thought she got the part, being the person who is the enforcer for Caitlin Clark. It only helps your brand. It only helps you. And then I did think, I go, well, if she could be a villain of some sort here, well, I'm definitely more willing to pay a ticket in 2028 to go and boo her every time she touches the ball. That might be a little bit of fun. So maybe there is some gamesmanship there towards it. But when you're talking about Miami, Florida, I've been to Miami several times. You've been to Miami way more than that. It's a fine town to vacation in. I'm sure it's a fine town for people to live in. It is not the sports town of anything up here. Anything up here. When the Canes are good, the Canes draw. When the Fish are good, the Fish draw. The Marlins, the Panthers are good. They just started drawing. They were ninth in attendance, if I'm not mistaken, at least in the 2024 season. These are teams in these areas that have more passionate fans because, yeah, the weather's worse. There's less to do. There's less to do. So we go to basketball games. We go to hockey games. We go to football. That's what we do. And they do the same in Pittsburgh, Detroit. They do the same in Philadelphia. Their weather patterns, us just a day later. That's what they do. Go to the sports places that make sense. It's a monetary sense-making thing here. And to say those things, no, I'm sorry. She's off base on those comments. But I'm not going to sit there and take shots at Indianapolis.
You should make fun of her city. That's what you're supposed to
no,
do.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't like it that you made fun of my city. I'm going to make fun of other cities.
No, I'm going to be above that. I used to do that way back in the day. I thought it was wrong. Cleveland is a fine, fine town, obviously. Lyman and I will both be buried here. No regrets. Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, I have kind of a dumb question to ask you later on in the interview. Do not let me forget to ask you possibly one of the dumbest ideas or smartest ideas I think I've ever come up with, Mary Kay. But first, I heard you on Baskin and Phelps. You saying, hold on, let me get the quote here. Long shot, Deshaun Watson plays at some point this season. I don't know, Mary Kay. It feels like an about face.
No, I've been saying that he's around. He's in the meeting rooms, that he's throwing to wide receivers. But I still feel personally, and I've said this many times on this show and others, I really think the ship has sailed here for the most part for Deshaun Watson. I don't envision him playing this season, and I think it's going to be a long shot even next season if he's still on the roster, which he can still be on the roster next season because he would count $80 million against the cap if they tried to cut him. So I don't think it's an about face at all. I've been saying that he is here. He's helping guys. But as far as actually getting on the football field, I don't really see that happening.
Yeah, Mary Kay, maybe nobody cares because he just wasn't flat out good enough, and it's been a disaster from basically moment one. You thought maybe he could pull people in by just his elite play. We haven't seen any of that. We haven't even seen average play. But with all that said, like, does he have any kind of a relationship with anybody in town? Are there any like next level relationships, not like shallow relationships, from teammates to people that cover him? Like, I just feel like I don't know anything about Deshaun Watson other than what's been in the news over the years.
Well, I think that a lot of his teammates like him. I mean, you saw so many of them really get very, very upset when some, not everybody, when some fans cheered while he was down with the Achilles. His fans, including Myles Garrett, of course, Jameis Winston, and a bunch of others, Nick Chubb, jumped to his defense. So inside the building, the players have always liked Deshaun. I'm sure there might be some that don't, but for the most part, he has been a good teammate, okay? You can say whatever you want about Deshaun in any other aspect, but inside the building, he's been, for the most part, a good teammate, especially this year. Now, last year, as I wrote in a recent column, the Browns were not overjoyed that he wasn't around during the tough times of the 3-14 season after he re-ruptured the Achilles and after he ruptured the Achilles the first time. They were not overjoyed that he wasn't around very much. Even though he had rehabbed the shoulder in Los Angeles, there was sort of a feeling like, hey, it would be nice to have you around here. Well, that's all changed now. He has been here every day since he had the second surgery, and he has been present in the building, and the coaches have raved about what he's done inside the building in terms of helping other guys and things like that. So he's not as much of a villain, I don't think, amongst his teammates as he is amongst the fan base.
Mary Kay, could we go into the season with four quarterbacks on the roster?
Yes. Yes, I have said that and written that. I have a headline on that. So, yes, they definitely can go into the season with four quarterbacks on the roster. And the only way they won't do that is if someone makes them some kind of an offer that they can't refuse. But I think they probably envision using some combination of Joe and Kenny at some point during the season. And then I think they would like to see the rookies also at some point during the season. I don't think they're going to start the season, Dylan or Shador. I think it's going to come down to Kenny or Joe to start the season. And then I think they would like to see those guys later if it lends itself to that as they work through their new quarterback room for 2026.
Mary Kay, what do the rookies have to prove to Kevin Stefanski that shows that they're ready to take the reins of this offense? I'm not talking about week one. I mean over the course of the season.
Well, I have a series going up over the next 2 weeks. Today it started with Joe Flacco, and I kind of take a look at what each guy needs to do to win the job. And in the case of Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, Dillon would just have to show a complete mastery of everything to the point where he's ready to go out there and play fast. The thing about Dillon is that he has a computer-like processing speed. I had talked to someone at the Senior Bowl that told me that he was as good as anyone when you put him on the whiteboard and you talk ball with him, that he's just very, very quick in picking all of that up and understanding it and already knowing a lot of that. So in the case of Dillon, it's just a matter of it would be to go out there and show that he can play fast in this system and that he's connecting well with the players that he would need to, the Jerry Judys, the David Njoku's, Cedric Tillman's, and that he can handle everything that's going to be thrown at him. He's got a very well-rounded game already and a good grasp and understanding of the whole pre-snap process and beyond. In the case of Shedeur, I've written this many times that he was not as up to speed on some of the kinds of terminology or concepts or long, complicated play calls and different things as Dillon was. He didn't come.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In with a real enormous football encyclopedia of those things. But the Browns have discovered, and people want to lose the second part of this whenever I talk about this, but this part is important. He also has an incredibly high football acumen, and he can quickly pick all this stuff up. It's just that he hasn't had to bark out the real long, long plays and all of that kind of thing yet. So he's coming up that learning curve quickly, and they saw that in the final 2 weeks of the last week of OTAs and the week of minicamp. They saw how all of his studying really lent itself to a good performance on the practice field. It translated. And if he continues to do that and he shows back up for training camp with even more knowledge of the system and more mastery over the terminology and all the things that you have to do pre-snap, then he's going to keep himself in the mix. And he's in it right now. He kept himself in it with a really, really good two final weeks. And he didn't take himself out of it with the speeding. He's not out of it because of that. I think those are the things. He's got to show that he can do all the pre-snap stuff as well as he does the post-snap stuff. And he has an edge, I would say, in some ways, on Dylan in the post-snap stuff, just in terms of accuracy, touch on the ball, and those kinds of things. So those are some of the things.
I know I'm putting you in a tough spot because it's been really hard to separate the quarterbacks just based on what we've seen so far, and it hasn't really been anything remotely related to real football. But who would be, of the four quarterbacks, do you think the favorite to not be here once the season started? For one reason or another, maybe a trade, maybe just not good enough, just whatever it is, just that one quarterback.
Well, like you said, I think all four quarterbacks are going to make the football team. And I've said that and I've written that many times. It's difficult to predict at this point which one would be the odd man out if one had to be. I don't think one has to be, and I don't think one will be. But if I had to pick one right now at this moment, I suppose, and I don't even like to do this because I don't see this happening. I suppose I'm going to say this, but also say I think there's a good chance Joe can start the season. But I suppose there is a chance where if someone made them an offer that they couldn't refuse, if a quarterback goes down in training camp and said, we have to have Joe Flacco, maybe we're going to make them some kind of an offer for him. I suppose he would be the one that a team might be most likely to come after to get them through their early part of the season or whatever the case may be. But I think he's going to make the team. And I think he still has a good shot to start in week one, as does Kenny Pickett.
Steelers made a lot of moves, and I know you're paying attention to the rest of the division, not just the Browns. One of the moves they haven't made is either signing T.J. Watt to an extension or trading T.J. Watt. If you were the Steelers, Mary Kay, would you trade T.J. Watt?
Oh, boy. I suppose it depends on what you think you can get and what you think you can get out of that. I think that when Myles Garrett wanted to be traded, I think it became evident that it's hard for a team to give up that much draft capital for a player like that and that much money. Because when you are trading for T.J. Watt, you are also taking on a salary of more than $40 million a year now, because he's going to want to top Myles Garrett. So that's going to be the going rate for a player like that. And so I think it would be tough. I think that, like the Browns did, I think that they would probably be better served by hanging on to him and letting him do his thing.
All right, now I got a wild question for you. Okay, when the Browns move into their new stadium in 2029, they'll have the wall of fans, which I believe they will call the dog pound. I don't know if anything's official yet, but you imagine that's going to be the dog pound, right, Mary Kay? Right.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people this week, now that it looks like we're moving forward with the stadium, they're going, oh my gosh, you know, the 3-14 and rewarding a team that isn't very good. And I go, wait a minute, I got an idea here. What if, you know, the second time I say it, Tony, I don't have that much confidence in it.
Come on, Ken, just ask her.
They go, you know what? It's the team has to play well enough for the dog pound to be the dog pound, that we will just have that section and they will sit in the fans can sit in the end zone. And we won't call the dog pound until the Browns make the playoffs in the new, either in the new stadium or the year before they're going to the new stadium. Your thoughts?
I think it's such an incredible marketing technique and strategy for the Cleveland Browns, and the dog pound is such an enormous, huge part of the Cleveland Browns that I think it will be incorporated into the new stadium right from the beginning, and I don't really have a problem with that. They've seized it. There's dog merch everywhere. There's barking everywhere we go. I think the Browns and the dog pound are synonymous, and I think it will persist and carry over into the new venue.
Well, yeah, I know that, but what if they just decided, hey, our team has to earn the dog pound before we put any signage up, so we have to make the playoffs, and then we'll put the signage up, and it will be officially the dog pound?
I'm saying no. I'm saying no.
If you think it's stupid, you can call it stupid. It's okay.
Well, I'm not going to say stupid.
You can call me
stupid. But I think it's a little unrealistic. Mm. Besides, they're going to have their quarterback of the future by next year, so they're going to be on a roll.
Oh, I thought you were saying they're going to get their quarterback of the future this year. I thought you were talking about Shador or Dillon Gabriel. I didn't know. You got me excited there for a second, Mary Kay. Do you believe that they're still drafting a quarterback in the first round as of right now?
I think they should.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should. If you have two first-round picks, if you have those kinds of assets, I'm almost convinced at this point that you have to take a quarterback next year with the first with your some combination of your first round picks, however you can work that out. I think you have to, in a rich quarterback class, that you've got to toss your hat into the ring, and I don't think they're going to be sure about Dillon or Shador by the end of this season, so I think you almost have to do that. And then if you end up keeping those two guys, which there's a good chance that they could, then you've got a pretty low budget, high potential quarterback room for next season. And if you collect some assets at that position and you find yourself with a surplus, you can trade one or two of them somewhere down the road, or just have a cost effective quarterback room, especially next year, in a year when Deshaun is going to count $80 million against the cap, although they will restructure that.
Mary Kay, I saw you tweeting about the exciting WNBA announcement. Will you be getting season tickets?
I don't know yet. We have season tickets to everything.
I know so. You do.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Never mind. I didn't. Congratulations on all your season ticket success. I had no idea about that, Mary Kay.
Well, we have, partial season tickets to everything. Yeah. We don't have full season tickets to everything, but we do get to enjoy all of the amazing sports. So I wouldn't be surprised. I come from a big basketball family here in the Cabot-Merman household.
In the K-Cabots,
yes,
as Lyman would say. All right, Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Happy 4th.
Same to you, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If she wanted to call it stupid, she could call it stupid.
Well, I did get some messages.
Keith wants you to rip me for this idea. I know he does. And I'm like, well, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, I did get some messages from people saying the dog pound has been dead for a long time.
Yeah, why I say it should, but maybe it should be up to the team to revive it.
But then again, Mary Kay just said everywhere she travels, it's dogs barking, it's references to the dog pound. Obviously, we know the signage in the stadium reflects that. So, you know, maybe it's just not the same for everybody. I don't know. I mean, there are some things, right? The dog pound captain, I think they've knocked that out of the park so far today.
And it would be great. Just envision this with me. If they opened up the state, say they make the playoffs, they lay the gauntlet down. And then when they make the playoffs the next year, when they have the dog pound, they can officially make it the dog pound, and they can make Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield the dog pound captains. And they break the guitar and the signage gets unveiled, just like what they did with Joe Thomas's name there on the side of the statement. Boom, there you go. There you go. Okay, just everybody think it's stupid. I'm just trying to be proactive here.
Hold on.
You guys all sit there and say that, well, they don't deserve a brand new boot palace or three. Okay, they won three games. Let me have them earn something out of this. Nah, Kenny's an idiot.
Are
okay,
they going to be bleacher set up?
Nah, forget
like
it.
Like the dog pound
forget
or
it.
What?
Forget it. Just fine.
For what?
Fine. We'll do nothing out of competition. Everything's just handed. You know, there was a wise man who once said, everything is earned here and nothing is given.
Will there be a chain link fence?
No, you can't do that in 2025 or any other year that's past 1995.
Do you want the dog pound or do you want the, what do you want? Well, harken back to the glory years or not?
Listen, man, I'm fine with a chain link fence. I don't think the fine people at the NFL or public safety for that matter would like a chain link fence anymore.
You know, if you fall the wrong way on top of it, you could get speared.
They also used to build these things out of all wood. No, I don't think they do that anymore.
No.
All right. Is it a good idea or a bad idea? 216-474-0092. I'm saying that they got to make the playoffs and earn the name the Dog Pound.
I'm going to say this, but also say I think there's a good chance Joe can start the season. But I suppose there is a chance where if someone made them an offer that they couldn't refuse, if a quarterback goes down in training camp and said, we have to have Joe Flacco, maybe we're going to make them some kind of an offer for him. I suppose he would be the one that a team might be most likely to come after to get them through their early part of the season or whatever the case may be. But I think he's going to make the team. And I think he still has a good shot to start in week one.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As does Kenny Pickett.
Love Mary Kay like crazy, but she knows that's not true. Anybody who loses a starter isn't going, we got to have Joe Flacco. And we will trade significant things for Joe Flacco. Because if anybody was willing to trade significant things for Joe Flacco, again, I would look at you, Lime, if you were the general manager and I was the assistant GM and go, why don't we just keep him on our team? We're the ones that need quarterbacks so bad. We got to think of four quarterbacks. Like, well, if you want Joe Flacco so damn bad, I don't think we're going to, guys, we're not hoodwinking anybody on this. No one's going to call over Joe Flacco. They have to have Joe. They have to have Kenny. Like, that's just, it's just not going to happen. And if it does, then you need to look yourself in the mirror and go, are we making the right decision because another team thinks this highly of this guy out of nowhere, where he was one of the later free agents to be signed and the other one was traded for a fifth-round pick in DTR. So that's not anything that tickles the fancy. I think that, and she's right, I think that they're going to go into the season with four quarterbacks and we'll see how it all shakes out. We'll get to that coming up another time, I'm sure, because it's not going anywhere. I wanted to bring this up. So I'm getting killed for it online. Keith wanted you to kill me over it, over the idea of the Dog Pound and earning the Dog Pound and earning the name. And I said, everybody, when they announced that, when the governor signed the budget, and it seems we're going to get the money for the stadium. Well, I'm not getting the money, but the Browns are getting the money for the stadium, and they're going to build the stadium and all that. And I said, well, if you want to make them earn something, make them earn the term Dog Pound. Go to the playoffs the year before you go to the new stadium. Fine, you can have the dog pound. But if you're not a playoff team and the new stadium opens, you have the area that people can sit, and they can call it whatever they want. If they want to call it the dog pound, that's that fan's right to call it the dog pound. But you can't call it the dog pound. You have to earn it, and the players will sit there and talk about how we have to earn the dog pound because we have to earn our fans here in Cleveland. Everything is earned. Nothing is given here in Cleveland, Ohio, / Brook Park, Ohio. Damn it, we have to earn it, and we're going to do it here. And, of course, I'm being made fun of.
Well, so here's what I want to know.
Keith wants you to kill me for.
Well, yes, and there's some...
Go ahead.
There are some youngsters in here, and I've gotten some...
Throat's right here, buddy.
I've gotten some blowback from people that have said, what are you letting Ken get away with this nonsense? There is no dog pound. The dog pound doesn't exist
anymore.
Well,
that's an interesting thing,
gone.
Too.
I want to ask the kiddos that are with us. We have two youngsters...
Supple.
...in here today. We've got Mitch, and we've got Matt. All right?
Mitch and Matt.
So, Mitch and Matt, we'll start out with you, Mitch. What do you know about the dog pound?
I don't know if his mic's on. I don't know if Mitch's mic's on.
What do you know about the dog pound? Is it something that's holy for you? Are you up on the history of the dog pound?
Well, considering I've only gone to one game in my entire lifetime, it doesn't mean quite as much to me, but I understand the significance of having a huge portion of the stadium like that. And I don't hate Ken's idea necessarily. I think they would just... Like, it could be something to try and earn as a fan base, because I know some people are kind of out on it right now. My big thing with the idea is, if you want to bring back the chain link fence, have some sort of like 5-foot, 6-foot chain link fence with a smooth surface top on it, so that people won't
stop.
They won't have any issues with the poking and the prodding.
Or you just don't put up a chain link fence.
I think you could put up like a modern chain link fence. Obviously, not the rusted one.
But what if they go out there and they suck up the room? Is that not just another slap in the face to the history of the once great dog pound?
Then on TV or the radio, we can hear the rattling of the chain link fences, and we know the fans are pissed.
They used to shake that fence. That was a big... But fine, go with wrought iron. Whatever. Just to, you know, something.
Wrought iron fences.
Some kind of fencing. All right, Matt. You are the youngest person, I believe, on staff. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're one of the... I think you're tied for the youngest on staff.
Mm-hmm.
The dog pound, does it mean anything to you?
Well, I know that it means a lot to the fans, especially back in the day at the old stadium, because like we mentioned, the chain link fence, that was different. Like, I'm watching old footage of those games in the 80s.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't think we'll ever get something like that again.
And the old AFC Central Division against the Houston Oilers.
Yeah. See, that's, I don't think we're going to get that again. But I get what they're trying to do, trying to revamp it. I think Ken has the right idea trying to get something going to compete.
Gotta earn it.
But Mary Kay made a great point about the fact that, look, dog pound, the barking, it's so synonymous with the fan base. They're not going to drop it as easy. So I don't know what you do in terms of taking care of that. I don't know what you want to call it when they don't make the playoffs in that regard. But... there's something there.
Well, once
in terms
you get the dog pound, you get the dog pound. So once it's a dog pound, it's always the dog pound. I don't know what rules I'm supposed to throw in if they make the playoffs once and then they start sucking all over again. Like, I don't know what to do there. You guys can go get all that figured out. I don't want to get bogged down in the specifics. But I've told you, I'm very big on upholding traditions, not just doing tradition for tradition's sake. You, to me, and Meredith's going to come in here and she's actually going to stab me in the throat over this. Why does Virginia Tech always get to do Enter Sandman? You need to be relevant to be able to do Enter Sandman. You got to be over 500 consistently. If you're over 500, you get to do Enter Sandman.
If you're
Sandman.
Like a two-win team, so meandering onto the field with that amazing song.
What was Virginia Tech's record in 2024? I thought they were over 500. So you can do Enter Sandman. I told you, Clemson, when they do the bus ride, if they lose at home, they need to walk back up the hill, get on the buses, and the buses have to go back in reverse around the stadium down to their locker room. Upholding traditions, earning the tradition, Matt.
VTech was 6-7.
6-7. Oh, then guess what?
4-4 in the SEC.
I can give you, it doesn't count. I can give you, Winger. I can give you Dokken. I might be able to work Cinderella nothing but a good time as you guys take the field. You are not allowed to have Enter Sandman until you're over 500.
Lost in the Duke's Mayo Bowl to Minnesota.
Weren't they over 500?
Let's find out.
Hey, I think they were.
They were. Now, Newton 5.
Now, you've seen the renderings.
Nice season for PJ Fleck. Like, bounce back.
They in their development, their design of the stadium,
uh-huh.
They have found what they believe to be something that is going to lend itself to better home field advantage than anywhere else
in all
of at least North America, but beyond, which is their version of the wall, their version of the Clippers wall, their version of the wall that has been, you know, used in London and in other soccer venues. Because we all can admit, we have not really had any kind of home field advantage, be it the weather, the noise. The Brown Stadium has not really had any kind of home field advantage.
Steve on Twitter says they need to call Gopondog until further notice. And then there's a picture of the upside down banner, misplaced banner. You are only 22, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, young man, take advantage of this. Do you understand what I was doing in radio at 22 years old?
I'm kind of afraid to ask.
He's running drugs.
I was what?
He's running drugs.
Yeah, I had to go get exotic dancers their dancing powder from their houses.
Got it.
They would leave it for some odd reason back at their place. And I had to go. And one guy, I'll never forget.
And Ken got a finder's fee out
there
of that.
Was, no, I did not. There was a guy in New Jersey Nets basketball shorts and a white t-shirt who convinced himself I was with his girlfriend when I went to go pick up the dancing powder.
What year was this?
Oh, this was, I was 22 years old, so this would have been 1986.
The man was
2007?
Oh, okay.
2008.
Okay.
I was in college.
That's crazy.
I was in fourth grade.
I didn't want to run something by you, though. You were talking about like upholding tradition because Lyman just said it. The Clippers.
Oh, now it's just an open forum. We don't have breaks or anything here, do we? Okay.
We have 2 minutes real quick.
Go ahead.
Clippers, what kind of tradition do they have? Like, should they, if this keeps going with these playoff exits, should they get rid of the wall?
They're creating a new tradition.
Well, yeah, Sacramento tried to do the beam, but then they ended up having a terrible season the year after and fired Mike Brown.
So now there's no beam?
I think they still have the beam.
They should like the beam.
The beam's still there, yeah. I like the beam.
I don't think you want to get into any of the Clippers history before Steve Ballmer. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this would be, hey, you want to bring something back that's great, because I think there's a difference between history and tradition, and this is something that's a little bit of both, and it gives you a chance to uphold the tradition. I've had better ideas, I know. And yes, it is July 3rd. I know the day, and I know what time this is in sports.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.